Mantle? No, chimney.
Okay, and what do you call that place where you put plates and pictures up above the fireplace?
Mantle.
Okay, and there's usually in front of the fireplace, there's an
hearth.
Okay, and you lay logs across these two things that you put in the fireplace, and these two things that you lay logs across, what do you call those?
Well, some people call them dog irons, and some call them firearms.
Uh-huh.
Arms.
Arms.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, that's what your logs lay on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, I see.
Now, just from whatever part of the country you came from,
uh-huh,
that's what you call them.
What did you all call?
I think my grandmother called them dog irons.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I'm almost sure she didn't. I don't know what my mother called them.
Oh, used to be people would build a fire and they put a great big piece of wood in the back.
It's called the back log.
Okay. And when you first build a fire, what do you use to start the fire with?
Kindling.
Okay. What did y'all use for kindling anyway?
They had a cedar break acreage.
Uh-huh.
And they used, they'd go every fall and cut enough cedar logs and cedar and kindling, mm-hmm, to do the winter.
Mm-hmm. Old cedar smells so good.
Oh, doesn't it? But it sure does pop. You have to be real careful,
yeah,
keep from popping out on your floors.
Yeah, yeah. And mm-hmm, also, it burns down real fast.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have much left when it burns down.
No.
What's left when the fire does burn down? You have in the bottom
ashes.
Okay. And then the black stuff that's left in the chimney after the smoke goes up.
We call it soot.
Okay. And what all kind of furniture did they have in the living room there? Besides the desk and the organ, what else was in there?
A dresser and a bed. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I'm talking about 75 years ago now.
Yeah.
When I was a child, or 70 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 65, somewhere along there.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't have very much. They had a minimum of furniture.
Yeah, yeah.
Barely.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff was hard to haul it around from one place to another, you know.
Well, they just didn't have very much. They had what I think the most that farm people had, it was the tools and things they had to work with, and lots of pretty quilts.
Oh, I
the love women this. Did that for.
Buttercup.
Well, I can't express it anyway. To ease their tensions, I guess.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Make those pretty quilts.
Therapy.
And I'm to have something to do.
Uh-huh.
And they'd have quilting bees, you know, and they'd make quilts. And I think and they raised a lot of times they raised geese.
Uh-huh.
And they used those goose down to make the pillows. My grandmother had a lot of pretty pillows.
What is she so excited about?
What's that? And in the bedroom, quilt box. They used to have huge quilt boxes. Had to take care of all those pretty quilts they had.
Yeah, what did they put the quilts in there? They put scraps that they were going to use for quilts.
They put those quilts in.
Mm-hmm. Well, she wouldn't have her in here, would she, before?
I don't know.
We could try it. Now you have to be quiet.
Anna, I remember my grandmother had her sewing machine in the bedroom, and oh, I forgot, they did have another bedroom too. They had another bedroom off here, off this living room. Oh, but I can't. It, I think